continuing some of the halachot of Beracha Me'in Shalosh. We know that any of the fruits that come from Eretz Yisrael, then the Beracha Acharona, as if it's from Shivat Haminim, instead of, let's say, Al Ha'aretz Al Perot, it's Al Ha'aretz Al Peroteha, if it is from produce of Eretz Yisrael. And let's say if it is the wine from Eretz Yisrael, Pri Al Pri Gafna, instead of Al Ha'aretz Al Peri Agefen, Al Peri Gafna. Regarding flour, majority of the flour of Eretz Yisrael is imported from Kuslar. So therefore, even if it is going to be a mezonot that is baked in Eretz Yisrael and they send it, they export it here, is basically the bracha is going to be Al Ha'aretz Al Mechia. I feel in Eretz Yisrael is also the same. Unless you know for a fact, if you know for a fact that the flour came from Chutz La'aretz, then it would be Mechiata. But if you don't know, leave it the way it is. Majority is from outside anyway. So it's Al Ha'aretz Al Mechia. Now, how much do you have to have in order to be able to include all of them? As we mentioned, when it comes to solid food, you need to have a kezayit to be able to say Beracha Acharona. And kezayit has to be eaten within 7.5 minutes of anything that what you want to say. Let's say you finished, as I mentioned before, a bag of popcorn or a bag of potato chips. Could be pounds you ate. But during the duration of, let's say, an hour or 2 hours that you were eating all of these popcorns, you did not have one kazayit toch kede achilat prasta. That means within 7.5 minutes, you did not have 1 ounce. So that the end is not going to be a beracha acharona. So you had all these potato chips. But at the end of the day, you did not have 1 ounce in 7.5 minutes. Any 7.5 minutes. If not the first, second not, third not, fourth. Half an hour into the eating. An hour into eating. But you constantly are eating. Did you have 1 ounce in 7.5 minutes? If not, there is no beracha acharona. So let's imagine the time is there. And let's imagine you ate, let's say, sufficient amount of mezonot. 1 ounce of mezonot within 7.5 minutes. Then you also had grapes or any other one of the five out of the seven species. From the seven species of Eretz Yisrael, chita u'seura are what makes it into mezonot. The rest, let's say when it comes to pomegranate, when it comes to figs, when it comes to olives, so when it comes to any of these other fruits, the question is as follows. Let's say one of them you did have 1 ounce or 2 ounces. Let's say mezonot you had sufficiently. The other one you do not have. You did not have sufficient amount. What sufficient amount? Sufficient amount is what we say kazayit. Kazayit is the whole question. Is it Chatzi betza, is it shlish betza? So we hold generally that the kazayit is about 1 ounce, which is about 27 grams. So comes Rav Obadiah and says, listen here, once you had sufficient amount of one of them, let's say you had sufficient amount of mezonot, so you're going to say al-haris wal-mikhiyah anyway. All but the question is, would you be allowed to add the additional part of the fruit, which is, let's say you had pomegranate, but I'm not so sure. I believe I had 2/3 of a kazayit. At least you have to have 2/3, which is about 18 grams instead of 27 grams. So then, once you're saying Allah al-Sala Mikhiya anyway, one, and you had 2/3 of a kazayit for the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, let's say figs or pomegranate, so once you add 18 grams, you add the additional al-Ha'aretz, Bala Perot also. Once you say Alamichia, you could add also, it could be the opposite, vice versa. If you had sufficient amount of pomegranate, but regarding mezonot, you have your doubts. Once it's 2/3 of a kazayit, that's also good to be able to add the insert and put it in. So what about by wine or grape juice? By wine or grape juice is also, you're supposed to buy liquid, you have to have 3 ounces, either in one shot or 2 shots. So that is the 3 ounces in one shot or 3 ounces in 2 shots. That's why by tea or coffee, when it is hot, there is no beracha acharona because nobody can have it in one shot or 2 shots. So tea or coffee, you say shakol, there is no beracha acharona. So what about when it comes to wine? So I'm saying al ha'aretz v'al peirot anyway, or al ha'aretz v'al peirot anyway. Can I add al ha'aretz v'al peirot gefen? So he said like this. So there is also a machloket. How much are you supposed to have when it comes to liquid? In general, we are machmir 3 ounces in one shot or 2 shots. All these cups that we have, as I mentioned before, it's let's say 7 ounce cup, 9 ounce cups. So you could imagine to yourself how much is 3 ounces. So either one shot, 2 shots. So over here, once you say al-ha'aretz v'al mechia, or once al-ha'aretz v'al perot, you could add al-ha'aretz v'al gefen. Once you had 1 ounce of grape juice, which is those shot glasses cups, those are about 1 ounce. It's actually a little bit less. So once you had a little bit more of that shot glass, so therefore you're good to go to add it. If it would be independent, you didn't have any other things, you would not be able to say, but over here, being that you did eat of the other items, over here, by the grape juice, you had only 1 ounce. So you also insert, as long as you didn't have the 1 ounce, al ha'aretz ve'al peri ha'gefen. And it works vice versa also. You had 3 ounces of grape juice. The other ones, you had 18 grams. Also, you could add the insert.